Reish Chav Ches Tif Yudalid. Again, it's one of the major sifim of the Simin. Many of the sifim deal with individual cases, but Tif Yudalid deals with the rule. The rule that a person is Chayv Lefared Aneder. Oh. Alright, we are up to Sif Yudalid, but I wanted to learn the Rishaynim in Taz Yud Zayin last week, because that was the story of Rabbi Kiva and Kalba Savua. Yud Zayin. I just wanted to see the Rishaynim there. Of course, either way, it's a chiddush. We had the rule last week that to make a Pesach, it has to be Shchiach. It has to be a Pesach that at the time you made the Neder, it was Shchiach that it would come. And Shchiach, we said, doesn't mean it's common that it'll come, but it means it's something people consider a possibility, a realistic possibility. So the Taz here brings the Rishayim. It's fascinating that in the case of Rabbi Kiva and Kalba Savua, that it seems Rabbi Kiva himself was mati Kalba Savua's neder not to give him money. You know, like he was living in poverty, and the Kalba Savua, he has a rich shver. And listen to this. Nasa is a play tabachach. Matais is perakafalpi. Perakafalpi, that's in Ksubis. Hiksha. Rabbi Kiva hit to Leben Kalba Savua Nidrei. Rabbi Kiva was mati his shver's neder. Aydei Shomer adaita de gavra rabba mina darta. Imagine Rabbi Kiva saying this to shver. He says, you made a neder that you're not going to benefit your son-in-law. If you know your son-in-law would become a gavra rabba, would you have made such a neder? Play place him in island. I should try that on my shver. Gavra rabba. Frank Taismith, it was Nailad. It's something that happened later. Betirtsu. Kiva and Shahalach Rebbe Kiva Lebei Rav. Viderechu Bahailach Lebei Rav Lilmai Chenasa Adam Gadol. Akan. He says, since Rebbe Kiva committed himself to go learn, someone goes to learn, the Derech is, he becomes an Adam Gadol. So Mimela it's Shriach. That's what he says. So what do you say to that?
I went to yeshiva.
I was 40 years old at the time. He says, Shchiach to become out of Gadol. Instead, that was Rabbi Kiva. Depends who it is. Now, v'tiritzu doichek. It's like the Taz, the Daichi Taz is Taz. The Mashem B'Sigya L'Chayra, the Bekaba Suola, Yada B'Shas Nidra, Yishra B'Kiva Halach L'Bei Rav. Therefore, what? I don't know. If he knew it, then that was a possibility. Charata, because of something that happened earlier, you could do. V'cheinevi Ramosif Yigimul. Mishum hachi lekosher Rebbe Kiva. The Shomaya Charata Gimura alaneda beikar bekazua machmas hanoilet shenas Rebbe Kiva Talmud Chacham. Ubeferi Shomaken. Shemiskaret alaneda beikar machmas ken shloi asoi benoilet. Ela imacherim paischon loi bezek de shiskaret machmas hanoilet. V'in aynai ayma klum shemiskaret meikara. They're very complicated. What's he saying? That the heter is not because of the neder itself, but because he's a mischaret machmas haneder. So he says, like in Sif Yud Gimel. So the Ramah in Sif Yud Gimel, that's why I didn't learn the Taz right away. Ramah in Sif Yud Gimel, which we learned at the end of Shir last week, said, Hoshay Peskin bin Nailad, Hainu Lasis bin Anailad Pesach. Kadeshi is charek. The vadi ain't a mischarek. Rakman anoyled ve'eloch. If you have a Pesach. Again, a Pesach that came and happened later. So if it happened later, that's not called Charata Meikara. That's Charata Mishas Nailin. Aval Mischarit Meikara, Afal Bishaisa Mekayach Nailin, Mikri Charata Umatirin Loi. So it means like this. If, let's say, you made a neder not to have enough from somebody, and later it was the lottery. So that's not a charata meikara, because meikara, if they had told you he might win the lottery, you wouldn't have taken it into a serious account, even if you buy the lottery ticket. But if you're going to say that he'll become a talmid chacham, so that he has a charata meikara, he should have taken that into cheshbon at the time he made his neder, and therefore that's good enough. So. The way I would understand Tysus says, it's the derech, if you go, that you become a Talmid Chacham. Very hard to understand. But it could be that Kaba Savua knew his daughter. And he was upset his daughter went into such a shidduch. But still, he made a cheshbin that the daughter made such a hashara, and Rabbi Akiva is dropping, he had a lucrative shepherd business, and he was dropping it, he was able to watch the water and stones the whole day. And he was dropping it to go learn. So in such a case, that's why I would understand Tysus, that it, that's something that's more shchiyah.
But
well, he doesn't mean become a rabbi. He means that they become a gavur rabbi, meaning something more. Also, you have to remember, in those days, not everyone went to yeshiva. There were yechidim who went. So it could be the yechidim who went didn't become. Maybe you turn the page on the Taz, within the Taz itself. When does it work? When the charata is from the nylon and on? Who adinim achar amira shalachirim oimahu beferish shemischarat meyatzmai shasaneh debetchila mayel. And also, if he says it, you not paseach to him. It works. Chaimuvu b'divrei Rambam shemevi beisayiv kan shekazav alavalim nicha meyatzmai. It's good. And because he says you're divrei beisayiv b'char shard la'elai mashmikain. I'll explain that in a minute. Okay, I'll tell you briefly what this Bechar Shar business is about. The Bechar Shar is the source of the Ramah in Siv Zayin. We have a minig Ashkenaz that when somebody wants to be neder, make Hetar Sedar Bacharata, we turn it into a Pesach. In other words, somebody comes and he says, I regret I made this neder because I did it when I was angry, I did it when I was upset, I did it when I was depressed. Somebody says something like that. Charata. Charata is, at the time I did it because of I was angry, I was upset, I was depressed. Now, that's a hard thing to measure. It's not an absolute thing. The person saying, I got angry at him, or I was in a bad mood that day, I didn't get a good night's sleep. It's a hard thing to measure. So Ramah says the minhag that we have, the Ramah has based on this Bechar Shar, is we always turn it into a Pesach. I mean, Harata could be turned into a Pesach. Now, as we say, had you realized that later you would feel that you only did it because you were depressed, would you have done it? Yes, obviously, is no. So we turn Charata into a Pesach. That's basically that meaning that the Ramah brings. We don't make it any worse. He's saying, yes, Charata. So we say, look, whether it's true you did it because you're angry, I don't know. But if you would know that you'd feel later you did it because you're angry, then obviously that's a Pesach. So that's the Bechar Shar. So Taz is saying that this Ramah seems to be the reverse. The Bechar Shar says that we turn a Charata into a Pesach. And this Ramban, the Snag, is saying that we make the Pesach into a Charata. That we would, by Rabbi Kiva, by Kabbal Savua, we don't know for sure if it's a Pesach, but certainly a Charata Meikara based on the Pesach. Sort of the opposite type of a logic. And that's why he's saying the Pashtus is that they argue. Is that they're different. All right, my main Nakuda. As I'm learning this simin, the one thing that I mentioned to you numerous times is the question that I want someone to say beferish. Does every single person who has any normal neder, are we matter it every time you come to a rav? As far as I could see,
that's why you're coming.
You're always, no, but is the answer always yes? We could be mad. You're coming for a psak. Somebody if the Hilchah Shabbos, sometimes the answer is mutter, sometimes the answer is aser. When I say it's aser, I tell people, I don't write the rules, I just report them. I'm apologetic. When I say it's mutter, they don't need any apologies, you know, like, you know what?
Somebody knows different rules.
So, but Hataras Adarim, this is the thing that sort of rankles me as I'm learning this. Everything has a heter, like nothing doesn't have a heter. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that even a neder, which we're going to learn about, for some that's not a charata meikara. We had an example, a person, he has health issues. The doctor tells him, don't eat meat. You have to lose weight. So he makes a neder. He asks all sugar on himself or all meat on himself. And he loses weight and he gets his blood sugar. Everything's in control. So now it's a year later. So he says, now I'm okay. I should be able to eat once in a while. The famous last words. I should be able to eat it once in a while. So could we be matter neder? So pastor says, no. Because he's not mischarit meikara. So Shlomo Zalman says, I would say, do you have charata? You should have said originally that I'm not going to eat meat until I lose 50 pounds. I'm not going to eat meat until the doctor says it's okay. So Shlomo Zalman says, that's a good charata. So it seems to me, is every case, we start off saying, oh, this one doesn't work. And then somebody comes along and says, well, if you twist it a little this way, then it does work. So, I don't know, if Rabbi Kiva becoming a Talmud Chacham is whether it's Charata or it's a Pesach, it just seems like most things would have a Pesach.
Wouldn't it seem logical that the second situation the Rabbi's talking about should be more kal than the first? After all, we have a change of circumstances which were out of your control, and the other one was just an emotional thing. So therefore, if anything, you said you should have thought first before you acted. Here, of course you should.
It's true, and a person does it because he's angry, there's no question. It's much more mustaver to be matineh, that's Hataras Nedarim.
But what about
this? He did it out of anger.
Changed. I can no longer... If someone made a neder to fast Bahab and now he's of a certain age or health, he can't do it. It's not because he was angry from the Mikara, but one would think.
So I mentioned, you weren't here last week, right? I mentioned last week that it's a Machalik to Shach and Dagom Ravava. The Takat Sarai, it seems to be not like Rosh Hashanah Zalman. But I mentioned last week, we looked at Simon Reisha Dalin, that if someone fast Bahab and then one year he has fever. So he doesn't want to fast Bahab. So the Shah said, you have to be matineder. So the Gemara of Avos says, why do you have to be matineder? Meikara, he made up to fast according to the rules. The rules are that if you have fever, you don't fast. But the Mishnah Berurah seemed to say, I read you last week, the Lechat Chilla, we should be chayshish for the Shach. So why don't we say the same sort of thing? That's what it sounds like. There was a pshara I mentioned last week, that the Aruch HaShulchan made a chilek that if a person just gets older, he says I can't do it anymore and he wants to be matter it totally, so the Aruch HaShulchan said that's what the Shah said in the Hataras Nedarim. But if just this year he has fever and next year he plans to continue fasting, then it doesn't apply. This is what bothers me. It seems that anybody who comes to Hataras Nedarim, we have very few situations where we're not going to be matter. One case I know, the Gemara says, if a man ran out of a country because someone wants to kill him, he runs to a different country, and then he hears that the person who wants to kill him died, so that's not a good enough reason for Hataras Nedarim. It's not Sheikh, that's my Rabbeinu. So it says that if they died, that's not a good enough Hefter, that's not a good enough Pesach. So he swore he's not going back, so it's not a good enough Pesach.
I wouldn't have made the net a long term if I knew he was
going to
die.
So what they say is that dying is not, you wouldn't be chayshish for it. If somebody had told you he might die, you wouldn't worry about it. What? We say Misa is not Shchiyah. So I don't know, last week, the way I explained, last time we spoke about Misa, Misa Shchiyah. But nobody thinks about it. Okay, mentioned the Chazan says, start catch starbers. You know, there are people who die. They're not me. Yeah, I don't die. You know, like catch starbers. But I'll tell you the truth. I was talking about this in yeshiva to someone. This is also one of the problems. Someone tied it to me that to be matinah, that the Pesach has to be at least 50-50. That's going to happen. I said, 50-50? What are you talking about? If we're coming on E, that's 50-50. If the person became rich or became poor, that's 50. He said, one minute, this person tied it to me from Shachov Beis. Shachov Beis says, Misa lo shchiyach v'lo ha'yachayla b'yayser. Even if he was sick, chashadah, shum derayv chaylem l'chayim. He says, rayv is enough. Near the Maya Geis is like Hashem Leila, the Rav Geis in Lamisa. So he tied it to me, the Shach Slosh and his Masha, it's got to be a 50% chance of it happening. So that's astounding. I mean, the Pesach has to be, if I separate Chal, it's a 50% chance it's going to get mixed back into the dough.
What kind of
That's a kasha what the Shach's basis is. But the Shach says right. The Shach says what? Shkiach means different things in different places. But that's what I would think. I would think that it doesn't seem it has to be 50%. Certainly, Rabbi Kiva going to learn, it's hard to say it's 50% that you become a Gavra Rabba. What? Are they possible?
Kappa Savua made that sort of out of anger.
Kaba
Svua. The Lashon is sort of very angry.
Okay, like you see Sham.
I'm a little older. Okay.
What about in those? Why should it matter? It doesn't have to be Ice Nazir. It could be Nazir forever.
No.
No, if he didn't know the halacha, he could be matinah. So he makes himself a nazir bizman hazeh. He doesn't know that a nazir bizman hazeh has to be a nazir the rest of his life. So of course that's a head. You're right. Of course that matters. He didn't ask for hatara. He didn't ask for hatara, so he wasn't Rav Kook's Talmud. Kohn, Shriyashiv Kohn's father, right? Rav Gorin's son-in-law. No, I've got his son-in-law, I think it was. Who was it? Or his father-in-law? What? Shriyash's father. We've got his father-in-law. Okay. Rav Kook had stuck World War I in Switzerland. Rav Kook was traveling to the Knessia, and World War I broke out. He got stuck in Switzerland. So Hashem made him get stuck in Switzerland. He was met this Swiss professor, and he made him into from a yid, and then into one of the Talmid Chachamim, and then into the Nazim Yerushalayim. He took on himself Nazirus the rest of his life, but he didn't ask for Taras Nazarim. He was a Nazir. All right, Sif Yudal, what? Yiftach could have been Mataneda, yes. And he refused to be. He refused to go to be Mataneder, and it certainly needs an explanation, but that's what Chazal say. Chazal say that. You feel hard to believe, right? He had the option, yeah. All right, Sif Yudalit, please, everybody. We come now, as I said, to the rule of being mefarid haneder. Now, being mefarid haneder means that in order to do ataras nedarim, you have to explain what the neder is. It's not enough to go to a talmid chacham or a bezna of talmid chachamim and say, "I have a neder. I don't want to tell you what it is, but I want to be matir neder." So that is not adequate. A person has to say what the neder is. So we say in Ataras Nedarim that this is why everybody knows about Atara, about being Mefarit. We say the whole Ataras Nedarim, then we say, Behine. Mitzara dinam eschorif mevakash Atara tzorch lifreit haneder. Ach du no rabbi say ki e ef shel afarton ki rabim hay.
Just tell me one or two.
That's what it says. So grada, I skip the words ki rabim hay because I don't know about you, I don't have a lot of nadarim. So when I say it, I'm not certain, but I have a feeling that Rapam used to skip it. He said, do rabbi say ki ef shel afarton. I don't know what my nadarim are. I can't be mefarton. Then it says, now it sounds like it works. Why are we wasting our time? It sounds like this works to say, look, din, you have to be mevakeh, I can't do it, so do it without it. Okay, let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll come back to this. This nusach goes back at least to the Rishayim, so we can't dismiss it. But let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yedal, Kaidim Sheyatiru Loi, before they matter a neder to an individual, Tsar Sheyifroit Lehem a neder, Vehasiba. Now this is the Chiddush that Shachan Taz Dumal about. You have to say the neder, that's a Gemara in Gittin Lamed Hey. You have to say what the neder is. Vehasiba Shebishvila Nadar. This is where the Shachan Taz jump on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, not only you have to say the neder, you have to say the reason what drove you to make the neder. The imloy parat ein hataras an hatara. The shulchan paskins that if you not mefarat the neder, even b'di'eved, it doesn't work. Umiyu, however, kishe yifroit l'echad me hamatirin sagi, that it's enough to tell one of the three. You don't have to tell all three dayanim. So there's a person's ashamed. So he'll say, I'll tell one of them, and it happens very often. A person comes to a Rav, and he asks him a Shaila, and he says, we'll be about the Neder. So he calls over two others to make a Bezin. He doesn't have to tell the two others what the Neder is. One of the three needs, well, the look in Gra Chafei, the Gra explains, Shapritas HaNeder Einai Ela Mipnei HaRamoim. The reason if you fire the Neder is because of Ramoim. What type of Ramoim? We'll see in a minute. L'chei Daibekach. So if one person knows that it's not a case of Ramos, Dai Bekach, it's adequate. Okay, so let's see why you need to be Mefarad and Neder, and whether what the basis for our Lashon might be. Now the truth is, before you start, it just sounds ridiculous to ask the question. Why do you have to be Mefarad and Neder? Like the whole thing, you're going to Rav. Imagine, you go to Rav, ask a Shaila, but you don't have to tell him the case. You tell him, I have a Shabbos Shaila, is it Mutter or Asim? It's absurd, right? You have to know if you can be Mutter or not. So why not play the Dorim? You know, I'm telling the thing, look, I have to want to be Mutter Neder. I don't know if I can do it or not, but if I could, just be Mutter. It sounds like a ridiculous thing to say, no? No? What? Okay. No, but the point is, presumably, Ataras Nedarim involves a certain amount of Shikul Hadas. So, how can you have a Shikul Hadas without knowing what it is you're being Shaykel? The Aruch HaShulchan says this in a like a Lashon Tmiya. How could you, the Aruch HaShulchan is Mem Tes here, what's the Hab meaning? You're not Mefarid at all. So, he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the general topic you certainly have to say. Mefarid means to get into Pratim, Kishmai Keinu. To explain it, someone comes and he says, I got into a fight with somebody, I made a neder, a shvuah against him, and I have charata. Alright, so you don't have to know, maker I didn't, you don't have to know. So the chiddush of tzarach lefaret, which many hold as a drabanan, is that you have to say exactly. That's the chiddush. Alright, so let's see sort of...
the neder without telling anybody why or what, so we can undo it without saying why or what. He didn't ask anybody before the neder, he just did it.
I don't understand.
He just made an edit. He didn't
think. Someone made something treif without telling anybody, no, so he could be mounted without telling anybody. I don't know what you mean. I mean, if it needs a shikol hadas, then it needs a really? Doesn't need a shikol hadas to make it, then it needs a shikol hadas to make it.
If the period involves lashon hara, how could that be part of the?
If the period involves lashon hara, so lashon hara l'tayelas is mutter if you have the right conditions. You have to have all the conditions. And if you don't have all the conditions, you're gonna be stuck. All right. So the Shachet Taz Amatzmiya here. What? Okay. Good. He could just be over on his own. And let's see what it says here. Both the Shach and Taz talk. The Shach is shorter, easier to read. Well, Taz explains it a little better. Let's learn first Shach Chafei. The Shach starts by quoting a Prisha. Everyone quotes the Prisha. The Taz quotes the Prisha. The Shach, there's a Magen Avraham, that the Rav Avitzech and Sue. They all quote the following Prisha. Shach Chafei. Umei HaTema. Lairisi Naigin Kei. Now, someone's mefarid for neder, that of course you're naig. But the siba for the neder, he says, "Me atema loirisi naigin king. I never saw such a hanhoga. Filim rabban and daiki, even from tami dechachamim who am a dayik. Ubeemesh abishasu paiskim loy niskas the charshi afarid hasiba. But it doesn't say in the shasu paiskim you have to say the reason. Avla Rashi Rashi beisiyis the sphere lehachi kasha. The arishainim and the beisiyis who hold this way." Well, what's the makar? The nira. Mishum deraiv hanidorim shabon lefnei chacham. Most shilas of nidorim that come to a talmud chacham hainu pain shenadalis anois oishla lechal basa v'lishtes yayinu ki yaitu behem. Most nidorim are people who are coming to limit their own pleasure. Uki yaitu behem devarim shem lesagef nafshay. The things that a person does to see gufim, v'sibasim istami yadua shededa b'shvil lahastik nafshay. He made a neder to there's some sitkis involved in see gufim. However, that works mishumachi erigin lishal asibasa, and it's understood. So why don't we ask? It's usually understood. Masha'enke. You can ask somebody. Someone says I separated challah and it fell back in. You start asking, what's the siva that you separated challah? We understand you're baking, you separated challah. There's no reason to ask. Masha'enking shenadar advar macherim kagosh al yahana lachaveiray. So she had the sibasa, not kavashen aprisha. What? Oh, so that's the taina that they ask on the prisha. That he says lo risi noigin case. He answered most cases, but you didn't answer all the cases. Right, you answered in most cases the Siba is known. But you didn't answer in all cases why they don't do it.
Mentioned in Shas is really, why do you have to do it in any case? He's saying you have to do it like in certain cases. The case where you know where it is, you don't have to, but why would you have to do it at all?
So the Shach gives a little bit of an explanation. The Shach says after he brings out Kalashainai, Akasha Prisha, Mashkasa Bemis Chasa Paiskin Lessa. The priest's teretz is still shmer. We're never naig lefarish asiba. So what does it help? A teretz that in most cases it's not needed. Elonira. So the Shach says, "My damina tzarich lefarid aneder dechayvus anoydehu leisha chacham tzarich lishalaza." The Shach also is not so satisfying. He says the obligation to explain the neder is the job of the shoyel. It's not the chacham's job. The chacham will assume that enough was revealed, and it's also not such a satisfying teretz. The Taz, what? So what they say, and the Taz says this more clearly, is if you're fooling me, it doesn't help anyway. If you fool the Rav and he's Mati and Neder, it doesn't work anyway. So you're not a Talmud Chacham, you have to be a Farid and Neder. But if you're deliberately going to withhold some information from me, so that doesn't work. Now the Taz explains a little better why do you have to be a Farid and Neder? What could be wrong? So the Taz, in the beginning of Taz Yotes, before he even brings the Prisha, he says there are two circumstances where you need to be Mefarad and Neder. He brings the Gemara, Taz Yotes. You got it? Sorry, Shefar Lama Neder Vasiba, Tam Bepirish, it should say Bepirut. You probably have Bepirut and Neder.
Bepirut,
all right. Pirish and Neder. Pirish Rashi Gemara, Gabi Ish Almana. It could be she comes to Bezin, says, "I made a neder, I'm not going to eat any peiros." So Bezin will be matter. But the whole neder was, my children, I was tevei ksuva. And my children said, maybe you already grabbed your ksuva from the nechasim. So you made a neder that all parents should be also to me if I already was tevei my ksuva. So sometimes that a neder was in the context of dinei mamin, so you have to explain it. So that's one reason to be mefareit neder. That's reason number one for being mefaret in neder. But Amru Tambi Gemara Mishem Milsa Di Isura is the more famous reason. So maybe the neder is connected to an avera, pirish. He made a neder. Shema Osa Neder Beisel Kol Peris Im Yaver Eza Avera Shoragalba. There's a big Yetzahara for an avera. Which avera? He misses his Makriya Shema, let's say. He oversleeps. So he makes a neder. Any day I miss his Makriya Shema, I'm going to fast the whole day. Then he comes to the Rav and he says, you know, I made a neder, I'm fasting all week. The Rav says, all week? He says, I never thought I could do it. So Rav will be matir neder. So if he'll tell the whole neder, he said, if I miss this on Krishma, I'll fast. So he won't be matir neder. Because not matir and neder, that involves certainly not a neder aisa. So, im lo yisalim b'shasa Torah, if when he goes to the Rav, he doesn't say, im avar aveira, he doesn't say that. Rak shirmi isa peris l'chud, yavi mishal b'zeh. So come from that a shul, and he brings a case in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi heviu oid, chudos l'kami derbuden, amale hateli neder, amale mai nadarta, amale nadarti deloy mervachna. I made a neder. I'm never going to make profits. Amale chi avdin kedayin. It sounds like a very strange neder. Made a neder. You're not going to make profit. Amalei l'sachi b'kuv yakamin. I meant I'm not going to gamble and make money on gambling. Amalei baruch shavacha b'divrei chachamim shomru tzarach l'fired aneder. Dilab de paris l'nidrach itarti loch. If you made a neder, you're never going to make money. I would have been making a neder. But now you explain that you made a neder, you're not going to make money by gambling. So these are the two reasons for appearing on neder.
You're making a neder not to gamble? What was his neder?
I'm not going
to
make money by gambling.
He didn't say not to
he made net and net. He's never going to win when he gambles. See, it really doesn't count. But it's going to end up a mishul because the guy himself is going to think that something like that works. And, it's the Siba, it's the circumstances. He made the neder because of an avera. Isn't that what it means? To have to speak out that he has a big yetzahara. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says Sima. In this case, it sort of is the Sima. Man comes to Beis Din and he says, I made a neder, I'm not going to make profits. Why'd you make the neder? Isn't that the Siba? Because I'm gambling, I have a gambling problem, and that's why I did it. Isn't that what he's saying?
Because I want to spend money gambling, I don't want to gamble.
Okay, so that's also a reason.
Does he have to say that?
He has to say, the Siba, he has to say. I mean, let's say Siba, he just explained the whole neder.
If I gamble, I don't know, does he have to speak that out?
I hear. It's not really the Siba, that's what you're saying. It's not really the Siba, it's the circumstances of the net. Okay, could be.
Many of us are fortunate to make Hataras Nedarim for our wives as Shaliach.
Right.
Do you need Pirut?
Well, if you don't need a Pirut for your own, so you don't need a Pirut for your wife. The question is what we gain by being matter without Pirut if the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't work. So I do want to get to that. But the... and the Taz here is explaining the two reasons for Pirut HaNeder. One is because it might have to do with finances or some other deal with other people. And the other thing is because it might have to do with Nidrei Yisr. And then that's the reason. On the bottom of the page, the Taz brings the Prisha. Four lines at the bottom, the Prisha Kasav. He does quote the Prisha. He says that he brings exactly the same Lashon. four lives from the end. I'm glad Mark stepped out, because in his is probably not four lives from the end. But at the end, all the way in the bottom is still the lashon of the prisha. The bottom line, nira b'shem derived the darim of the chabla hatir. That's all lashon haprisha. On to the next side. Hein shened l'sanes l'chavasik yaitzabai. Akan l'shaynei the fourth line. L'fima shekasati le'niskavdu mi'aylam ela lahazir mekitzer hatanai nahainu asibor sibor. Sort of what you were saying. That when they said you have to say the Sibor, the reason they meant to explain, I guess, the circumstances, Michilof Lashon, Avalamamar had neder, Kabay Shuin, Tzar Klal, Isha Mahaya, believe by Baisi Shabbat, the Chaldar Shabbailam, the Bezain Shomach Shabbailam, Afim Lay Neder Tam, Aikirish, Laital Nidre Beferish. This is what the Taz says. I think the Magen Avraham says the same thing, Dagom Ravavit Sechon Suam Dagom Avraham, that being Mefarat the Siba means whatever is Negeya to the ability to be Matineder.
Maybe the past with the
Gemara,
the issue.
Yeah.
It gives a beautiful reason why we need to know
this. So that's what they were. That's the title was. It's not the Siba. It's the full neder. You know the whole circumstances of the neder.
So why do you make the neder?
So that you have to say.
To drink by children.
So that's why. That's what you have to. So that's what you have to say. You have to show the whole, all the circumstances of the neder. But if someone. Someone comes and says, I'm made up, I'm not going to eat any meat. So, he doesn't have to be mefarat this. All right, anyway, this whole tumul is about Pirat HaSiba, not about Pirat HaNeder. Pirat HaNeder, there's no machlaikis here. The whole tumul is about the added words of the Ramah VeHaSiba. Of the Mechaber. But the Mechaber says, Kaidim Tzar Sheyifrin HaNeder, and I'm light part, Eina Heter, that the Shulchan Aruch says without anybody commenting on it, and nobody seems to say any differently, and there's no Ramah really. So how does it work? It sounds like the Mechaber, it doesn't work at all. And this is a difficulty that a number of even Rishayim ask about the way we're Mataneder. The Makar of what we do is the Rosh in the end of Gittin. At the end of Yuma. The Rosh at the end of Yuma brings down the Minig of Ataras Nedarim, and he says that the whole reason you have to be Mefarat the Neder is it might be a type of Neder for which is no Hatara. So he says a Tanai is enough. You say, look, I'm easier to be Mata Neder. I know I have to be Mefarat, because maybe it's one of these things which Hatara doesn't work. So be Mata, be Tanai. That they're like we say in the Hataras Nedarim, that Ein ani mevakesh Hatara aloisam and Nedarim she'la hatir aloisam. He's saying the Farish. I only want to do Hataras Nedarim if it works. If it doesn't work, then not.
And your Kashifak says so, again, there's no reason for it.
So that's the Rosh. Well, if you make it today, then there's no reason to be Mefarit. So then it could work. So the Rosh is considered a solid Makar. So unless we can find other Rishayim who disagree, we would be in good shape. We have the Rosh. And right now we have an Eitz. Every time we're going to be Mata Neder, you say, if it's only if it's possible. The Tumul. How do you see it from the Shachem Taz? They're talking about being Mefarat.
The reason the Rosh says you have to Mefarat the Neder is to know that it's a Neder that you can't be Mater. Why did they just say that?
That's what they're saying. The Shachem Taz are saying that you have to be Mefarat the Neder. They say the Siba. People are Mefarat the Neder, not the Siba. Lo Yisi Noigin Kain, the preacher said on the Siba part. The Mefarat the Neder without the Siba. So he's Matmiya who says you have Mefarat the Siba. But he's over someone who is Mefarat. The Rosh is saying you're not being Mefarat at all. Just say, I'm doing it tonight. If the Pirat doesn't work, it doesn't work. So the place with is a gigantic list of. Whatever doesn't need Pirat, this Taz, the Rosh learned this, he didn't learn the Taz, was later in him, but I mean, he knew all these, this whole Taz. He said, whatever's included in this Taz, you go to the Tamilcham, you say, look, I learned this stuff. Whatever's included in the Taz, I'm not asking for Taras Nadarim. If it's something else, I'm asking. So what's wrong? Any Neder that works. Don't be an Agataiba. It could be any Neder.
He won't know where worked and what doesn't.
All right. So what's the difference? We do this. We're not changing what we behave. We're just worried that we're being over anyway. So it's a safety.
Do we know which nether we're talking about?
That's a separate issue. The point is, you want to do a test of Darm just in case. You want to do it. Why you want to do it? I don't know. Every Klai Yisrael does it. So I'm telling you that when you go to a Chacham, you're afraid you made the Darm during the year and you forgot about it. So you're coming to the Chacham, you're saying, look, at least those that it works for, you know, there's going to be a scale tomorrow. So at least let me pull some off this side of the scale, you know, like... there's nothing to do with today's discussion. That is Hataras Darm. Yeah. None of what we're talking about now. That's why Hataras Darm is every Rosh Hashanah. You're starting now with a different question. My question is something else. We're Matar Darm and Hataras Darm for just in cases. So what is going on with the Pirut? Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't even work with the Evet. So what's going on? So the Rosh says it works. Now the problem with the Rosh is that there's a tumult in some Rishayim and many Gedalei Le'achrayim about the Gemara in the Darim about Tzidkiyo HaMelech. The Gemara says Tzidkiyo bumped into Vuchadnezzar, who was eating in Arneves Chaya, was doing something that was considered very improper, and Nebuchadnezzar made him swear that he would never tell the secret. At the end, Tzidkiyahu did tell the secret. So Nebuchadnezzar bihitalach, he said the Sanhedrin was matir me. So he killed out the Sanhedrin. So what they ask, and the Pnei Yeshua in Gittin Lamed Hei asked it, the Shita Mukubetza brings B'Shem the Ritva, who asked the Kasha, so at least one reason. Many Achrayim, the Pnei Yeshua and the Shahar Melech has an Achrayim on it. They say, how is it possible to be Matir Neder that you're not going to tell someone's secret? You have to be Mefarat Neder. You have to go to the Bezdin and tell the Bezdin, you know, I swore that I'm not going to tell that I saw Nebuchadnezzar eating in Arneves Chaya, be Matir Neder.
Can't say someone.
So what's going on? You're saying, I swore that I saw such and such, you're being over. The whole point is, it's a secret. So how can you tell the secret? One second. So this is the kasha that they ask. Okay, this is the question that they ask. So there are two basic mahalchim in how to answer. What? So there are two ways to answer. So one mahalach is the Ritva. The Ritva says, you say, I saw a secret, yeah, or I saw somebody eating our Neves Chai. You don't say who. You say generally, it doesn't matter who it was, and then there'll be Matir Neder. That's one teretz. He swore he's not going to tell the secret.
Yeah. So why are this Matir Neder? Is because he said he's going to do something with Matir Neder.
So why? So it says, how to understand maybe, it says it was shtering him. He couldn't daven. He couldn't learn. He had such a taiva to tell what he saw in the book, and that's a doing, that he couldn't hold himself in. It was negat his. That's a shtering. Okay. At any rate, so one mahalach is what they call the Ritva's mahalach. The other mahalach is the mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua and the Shar Melech, that Tzidkiyo was a chtam chacham. Where it says Tzidkiyo melech tzadikai. So Tzidkiyo, he knew there's enough grounds to be matter. So he was over on the neder. And Chacham is Eichel Mafreya. Something Yeshua says, and Sharmel says, and Rabbi Zalchon has a Tshuva Nein Yitzchak, that I know at least those three say that he was over the neder. Now we pass the Loi Chashina Lamisa. If the Halacha will be like Remeya, they have to be afraid, the person has to be afraid he'll die. He can't be over because they'll be matter. If he's dead, they can't be matter. We pass the lech hashinah lamisa. So he was over the neder. He relied. Chacham is eikel mafreya. So memela, he was good. That's the teretz that we call the Pnei Yeshua. The imei, that's we have the Ritva's mahalach and the Pnei Yeshua's mahalach. And those are the two basic mahalachim by Tzidkiyo HaMelech. Now, first of all, the mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua depends on the Reb Shimon. If Yoikel Mafreya Mekanel Abba, Yoikel Mafreya Lamafreya, it seems to be not like Reb Shimon, but okay, put that aside. But why don't they say like the Rosh? If you hold like the Rosh that you can be Matan Nedarim, and say, if it's EF Shalafartan, I'm not Mevakish Hatara. So why don't they say he went, T.S. Hataras Medarim, and he said, Duno Rabbi say that it's EF Shalafartan, I have a reason I can't do it, and be matter if it's Efsher. Why not? Who says? The Rosh says, why do you lose? You're being mefarad. It's not physically impossible. You go to Bez, you say, I want to be matir neder. I know certain things don't work. And for the things that don't work, I don't want to be mefarad to neder. For the thing, I'm only asking Hatari if it works. He's a gaf tamal chacham. He knew it works. If Giyol is a tamal chacham, he knew it works, and that should be good enough. That what? Yeah, why not? It's not. There's no reason it shouldn't work. So what? So why do you need period? You need period because it might be one of the two cases in the Taz. It's not. It had nothing to do with Sisha, and had nothing to do with Dvar Mitzvah. No, why didn't he just say, I want to be matir by Nedarim, only the ones for which it works? You should say this lashon. You should have said, it's not a din of Hamaskarat Rabbaka Zatarat Sofer. Do not Rabbi say, it's the Yefsha for me to be Mefarad it. Ain't any Baka Shatar, it's not a Shem Lahataras. Yeah, why did he say, whatever you do, Erev Rosh Hashanah, he should have done then? It's a Rai, not like the Rosh. So there are a number of Achrainim who hold that in Achinami, being mefarit and neder is a takana de rabbanim. If you're not mefarit, it doesn't work with the rabbanim. But the Rai said it works. The Rai said it works. Our Ataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah is for the Daraisa. To take on this a Daraisa. Now really, if you know a neder, you should be mefarit. But if you don't know, the Rosh is saying, you make it tonight. That Tanya is a help for the rabbanim. The Rabbanim said Tzarech Lefarit. But Erev Rosh Hashanah works with the Daraisa. This is what it says in the Tiferes Yisrael, the Yachanu Bayas, and the Yeshua Siakov. And so they say that Erev Rosh Hashanah is to take off the Daraisa, which answers the kasha everybody asks, and we spoke about. Why don't we rely halacha l'maisa on Erev Rosh Hashanah Taras Nedarim? We never heard that people rely on it. People come and they say, you know, gebrocht, and I have to be matined. I got married, my shirt's gebrocht, and be angry, be matined. Why don't you rely on Erev Rosh Hashanah? So the answer is, like these paiskim, that because the Erev Rosh Hashanah, you weren't mefarat the neder, it only helps on the deraisa of the neder. It doesn't help on the derabanan of the neder. So on this derabanan, you still have to be matir. So if you go with such a mahalach, then you have an approach that explains what we do, explains the Rosh, that's not a stira to the everybody who tumbles by Tzikio, and it explains why we are not relying on our Erev Rosh Hashanah Dikat Taras Nedarim all the time.
What are we doing in Erev Rosh Hashanah?
We take off the Daraisa. According to them, with the Issa Daraisa of Nedarim, that was Nizdazeya Kol Ha'olam, and Kilu Ban Obama, we take off the Daraisa, the Drabanan, that Tzarech Lefarad on there, that we still have a problem with, but at least for the Daraisa it works.
Why don't we say the Taras Nedarim, also the words, and all the Rabbanans?
Because it doesn't work. The Rabbanan, it doesn't work if you're not Mefarad to Neder. Rabbanan said, if you don't explain the Neder, our Torah doesn't work. So you can't do anything about it. But on the Daraisa, then it does work.
What?
The first answer was, you say general terms. You say, I saw somebody's secret, and that's his answer. There's a third mahalach that Tzidkiyo was before the Tekana Drabanan. You have to be mefarad. So since the Rabbanan, Tzidkiyo was, well, Rabbi Pam never liked these terutzim, because he said, I remember he said once, they asked Akasha how Yaakov said Avram Yitzchak's name. I'm not going to say, Avram Yitzchak's name, Avram Yitzchak, I say Avram Yitzchak. So the Mefarshim Kedushin says, not call your father by his name, even Shloi Befanov. So how could Yaakov call Avram Yitzchak Shem Avoy say Avram Yitzchak? So in the Mishnayis, in the Yochanan Bayis, in the Tiferes Yisrael, he says that's a Drabanan. So Pam didn't like it. He said, if Drabanan said it's not Kavadik, so Yaakov Avinu didn't understand that it's not Kavadik.
What is this Drabanan?
That's the point. The Torah Sol says there was no Rabbanan on Yaakov in this time. Rav Palm said that if the Rabbanan understood that even though it's not Issa Deraisa, but it's a chesaron and kavod to call your father by his name, the stomach, I understood that.
Okay, to say my father,
I said that might be another terrorist. So maybe that's another terrorist. That's not my point.
Yeah,
it's not my point. My point wasn't Yaakov Avinu. My point was that if midrabbanan, you have to be mefarat and neder, and the stump said, "Kiyo, it was not that way to be mefarat and neder." It's very hard to just say the Sanhedrin time to say that was before the midrabbanan. You know, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Avigdar. He made a lot of drabbanans, Avigdar. So where are all Moshe Rabbeinu's drabbanans? You have a list somewhere, Moshe Rabbeinu's drabbanans? Ramban says he has a business, not do business on Shabbos, but what else? So in the Hagdama to the Hamik Shaila, the Nitziv writes that all the drabbanans work, they start as a suggestion, and then they become a takana. Gemara says, we don't make a drabbanan, she'ein raiv atzibi achayv amlamid bay. So the Nitziv writes that the Rabbanan started to get a suggestion, be careful. And if they saw that Yechaylin Lamed by, so Moshe Rabbeinu made a lot of Gedarim. Made Gedarim. They weren't formal Takanas, they became Takanas later. But Lamaisa, the underlying Nakuda, is a sensible Nakuda anyway. So it's a third Mahalach by Sidkiyo, that it was before the Drabbanan, Tzarf Lefarad HaNeder, but like I'm saying, it's hard to understand that the Sanhedrin in the time of the Beis HaMikdash wasn't Zohir in Tzarf Lefarad. Okay, so this is the rule of Pirat Nedarim.
So let's say you've done, you've made a Neder. Okay. So is it appropriate or not on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when you get to that point, to move the Fahad that Neder?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A person knows he made a Neder, so Erev Rosh Hashanah, or any time. But if he's there, I should say, I want to include in this such and such a neder. You could tell all of them. If you're ashamed, you could tell just one, if you'd like. It's a thing. I mentioned to you once a tshuva from Rabbi Kivager. It's like one of the, it's a famous tshuva because it was a chap of Rabbi Kivager. Kivager had a shayel who wanted to be matan neder, but he didn't want to be mefarat the neder, included some trade secrets of his business. So you don't want to tell anybody. But there was one person, a 14-year-old, that knew it. Maybe it was a son, I don't know. There was one person who knew it. So he wanted to use that person. You only have to tell one. So he wanted to toss the door with this 14-year-old plus two others. So Rabbi Kivager told him, what did he tell him?
He's too young.
He's too young. The derayta says, he's too young. A 14-year-old is not good. He didn't have the requirement. So you can't use him. You're stuck. So the Kivegas chap, he said, do this. Take a bezma of three gedolim and this 14-year-old. Make a bezma of the four of them. And now be matan neder, the four should be matan. So he said like this. On the deraisa, you don't have to be mefarat neder. So you have three gedolim. On the derabanan, for derabanans we rely on chazaka that he has to say. So on the derabanan you have a bezin of three because he counts in the bezin. On the deraisa, so you have a bezin of three gedolim without pirat nedarim. That was Rabbi Kivager's genius. The what?
Should be the same bezin.
What do you mean it's the same bezin?
You could have one bezin for pirat and one bezin.
That was Rabbi Kivager's idea. Said to them. Okay. At any rate, this is pirat nedarim. A siftezvav. The whole period is a drabbanan. I should tell you also, Dar HaShulchan here says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Imloi pirit ein ataras and heter. That period is ma'akiv. So Dar HaShulchan here brings a list of rishainim that hold that b'di'eved, without pirit it's good. He brings a ritvad, Muki Yosef, Shitu Bukubetzus Nadarim Samach Dalid, and that the Rambam was Mashmit, the whole din of Pirat is not in the Rambam. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Kedarkai, the Aruch HaShulchan Memches says, if the Beis Yosef had seen all these Rishainim, the Ritva didn't exist in his time, most of the Ritvas, and certainly not the Shitu Bukubetzus and the Muki Yosef. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, had the Beis Yosef seen these Rishainim, he would have also agreed that Hatara without Pirat B'di'evet is good. Therefore, you know, he's mitzarif that what we do at Rosh Hashanah is okay. It's hard to paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't work, and no one in the page argues. Although the Gra is also mefakfek, Gra Chav Dalet is mefakfek a little, but what? The Eved, you mean Chashas Tchak? The Eved, you know.
So hidden from the Shulchan Aruch. The reason why we didn't
all
the
Eved.
So we don't
park in the. Place can don't go with such a mahal. The Chazanish has such a thing. Chazanish has a big taina against the Mishnah Berurah. Chazanish Mishnah Berurah very often makes the list of Rishayim that were Nizgala. One case I remember in Shin Yud Ches on Chashabbos, where there's an Issa Bishul on something that's already Michael Ben Usoi to make it fully cooked. There's a machlekes rishayim. So very often the Bir Halacha will bring a list of rishayim that were nizgala recently, and he'll use it as a tziruf. The Chazainish writes numerous places very strongly against it. The Chazainish writes there were many gedolei rishayim that we never heard of. How many rishayim do we have? You make a list. You have 20, you have 40, you have 60. There are thousands of rishayim. Whoever the Siyata Deshmaya gave, that they became the Paiske Klal Yisrael, so they're the Paiske of Klal Yisrael. Whoever not, not. From Nuk Savim, the Chazanish was not freed to do it. So, okay. I'm not, I have no opinion on the matter. I'm just telling you that this is the Mahal Chazanish. Okay, we go to Mishnah Berurah. Truth is, if it's Halacha Psuka Bli Chaylik, we're not going to argue to find Nuksavim. But the thing that's about to reshade him anyway, the Rosh Hashanah says we find more. The Rosh Hashanah is not passing that way. He's Mekaritz, Aminig, that Erev Rosh Hashanah.
So,
he does. Some Ritvahs existed earlier and some didn't. Well, the Dravon's Makim and the Daraisa. Enough in that. Sifta Zvav is a hemshock. We'll do it next week.